So we're holding on page 528 on Chomayd. We did a couple of more of these no-nos with Dibur, and now we will actually finish the list today, and now we're gonna transition to the final aspect of Dibur and close it out hopefully this week, God willing. So the learning is always should be a schusi l'nishmas Chaim Elazar ben Shem Shenaryeh, as well as with Yaakov Yosef ben Chaim Menachem ben Tzion, and should be a schus for a for shleim of Chaim Moshe Yeshua ben Malka Chaim Dov ben Menorachu Chanaliah b'Shein Derachu and Abadati ben Peril, as well as a schus for all those in a makom sakana in Eretz Yisrael and those risking their lives to protect it. So he says here the following. He says loy sechanim. The pasuk talks about showing favor to goyim. He says loy sechanim loy siten lemchein. Don't show favor to goyim. Don't, meaning don't do favors. Don't give goyim verbal expressions of favor. Also, loymar manor goy zera lishabech maaseyim. You shouldn't say how beautiful is this guy or praise their actions. The chol chesed avdi like armayo avdi, because whatever kindness they do is selfish. They're only doing it for themselves. Now there is an idea of having respectful relationships with goyim because of. So that you shouldn't foster a bad relationship, right? If you're going to be disgusting to someone, they're going to be disgusting back to you. So you don't want to be marbe sinah, and you don't want to be marbe eva between the foreign nations of the world. But certainly not to go out of your way to overly praise someone. It would certainly be appropriate. But to say good morning, I mean, there were stories of Gedolim who used to hold the door. Moshe, very famously in the Lower East Side, used to hold the door for non-Jewish people that were coming in and out, say good morning to them. So we're not talking about doing it on a regular basis. We're really talking about going to an extreme with it. Hamoyser Guf Yisrael, one who gives a Jewish person money, either money, biyad goy. He says, one who gives a person, a Jewish, I'm sorry, rather, one who gives a Jewish person or gives his money into the hands of a guy has no chelik. In other words, this is talking about Mesira. So if you're Meiser and you cause a loss to a Yid, or you're Meiser and the life of the Yid or the Yid's incarcerated as a result, you have Ein lo chelik l'olam haba, muta la'atzila b'nafsha afilu b'zman hazeh. Dave Milinowitz is not here, and so I totally forgot to record.